Late Friday afternoon, Hamilton County Commissioner Todd Portune dropped his plans to run for Ohio governor. WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about this latest turn of events. Morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Okay, so why did Todd Portune's plans to run for governor not work out?
Marianne, there are a lot of reasons. Number one, he didn't start traveling around the state and trying to build support until sometime in early December. Filing deadline for this is February 5th. The reality of Ohio politics, or basically any statewide politics, is that you need a year or even 2 years to start building a foundation for a statewide campaign. That's the way everybody does it. That's the way Ed Fitzgerald, who is now going to be the Democratic nominee for governor, has done it. He's been working at this for a very long time. And Todd did not get into this until sometime in December. And you just can't play catch up that way.
So what happened then? So
number one, the Ohio Democratic Party had already endorsed Fitzgerald. So had the Hamilton County Democratic Party. So had Democratic Party organizations all over the state. And clearly the Ohio Democratic Party put the word out and said, look, Ed Fitzgerald is our candidate for governor. We do not want a primary. Todd Portune is not really welcome in this race. And Todd was having a hard time getting people inside the party around different parts of the state to talk to him or listen to his message. And, you know, he had no money that he had raised. So, you know, he was stuck.
Now, why do you think he decided to try to run? Do you have any ideas?
I don't know. He's had ambitions before. He's talked about running for Congress and running for Senate, running for statewide office. He has those ambitions. But it's like I say, you have to lay the groundwork. And He had no money. He had no organization, and he couldn't find in the end someone willing to run with him as lieutenant governor. Jack Ford, the former mayor of Toledo, came the closest. He had discussions with him, but in the end, that didn't work out. And the two of them decided this is not going to work, and he dropped out.
Was there anything working in his favor?
Not a whole lot, except for some dissatisfaction up in northeast Ohio in Cuyahoga County with Ed Fitzgerald, and he tried to take advantage of that, particularly in places like East Cleveland, where there are a lot of African-American Democrats who aren't fond of Fitzgerald. But, you know, he just didn't have any base. He didn't have a base of support, not even in his own county. His own county party organization had already endorsed Fitzgerald and didn't seem inclined to change their minds.
So what does this do to Todd Portune's reputation?
I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, he'll go back to being a Hamilton County commissioner. I think, you know, he'll be looked at as someone who clearly made a mistake in trying to run for governor at such a late stage of the game. And it's hard to, you know, imagine that this is a late stage of the game, but it is. You know, Fitzgerald has $1.5 million in the bank. Todd Portune has next to nothing in the bank. And, you know, it's going to affect his reputation.
So where does this leave the governor's race now? At one point, there was talk even of a challenger for John Kasich, but where do we stand now?
Well, it's still, Ed Fitzgerald's not going to have a primary, but he's going to have an uphill fight. I mean, the campaign finance, you know, numbers came out the other day. Kasich has raised, you know, around $8 million. Fitzgerald has raised about $1.5 million. He is going to be at a severe disadvantage in terms of money as this race goes on past the primary and into the fall. We're not going to have to worry about a primary. But, you know, the fall campaign really has started now, and Kasich has an enormous advantage in money, name recognition.
Well, Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter. He joins me each Monday morning at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.